My dear brothers and sisters, I won't be taking too much time because we have an esteemed guest with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen, habibi ilah al-alameen, abil qasim al-Mustafa, Muhammad. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين صلى الله وسلم عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله وسلم عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا رحمة الله الواسعة ويا باب نجاة الأمة يا ليتنا كنا معكم سيدي فنفوز فوزا عظيما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصلوا على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد. Among the noteworthy and important books which were written in honor of Sayyid al-Shuhada Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam is a book by the name of Al-Khasa'is al-Husayniyya by Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari. Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari was a very important scholar, and in the introduction of this book he says the following. He says that after 60 years of not producing anything fruitful, I have decided to write a book about the exclusive attributes of Imam Hussein. This is a very important statement. It's very bold and brave. And it's very humble at the same time. These scholars spent their entire lives teaching jurisprudence, Islamic jurisprudence and law and ethics and theology and spirituality and different types of Islamic sciences and different types of disciplines, but they found that it was not worth anything compared to the discipline, the ethics and the knowledge, the Islamic knowledge, which was presented on the day of Ashura by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Theology and law and spirituality and ethics and language and poetry, all of that is considered bits and pieces of information. Imam Hussein alayhi salam manifests the entire picture. And it wasn't about the last few months of his life, nor about the last few days of his life, but rather within the few last hours of his life, Imam Hussein alayhi salam depicted the whole picture. The last few hours of Imam Hussein were spirituality, and they were jurisprudence, and they were knowledge, and they were ethics, and they were theology. Every Islamic science that you can think of were manifested by Imam Hussein alayhi salam in those final few moments. And that's why these scholars, even though they dedicated their entire lives to these different types of disciplines, but compared to what happened on the day of Ashura, they said this is nothing. In the end, all of this is just a means, spirituality and law and jurisprudence and ethics. The end is what? The Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So he says in the introduction of this book that I have spent 60 years not presenting anything fruitful, which is contrary to what he did, because he spent his entire life in the path of the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt. But for him, the message of Imam Hussein, presenting it in a unique light, would be more important than his entire mission, everything that he had done as of yet. So he wrote this book called Al-Khasa'is Al-Husayniyya, which draws light upon the exclusive attributes of Imam Hussein. There's one very interesting section of this book. One section of this book is dedicated to drawing parallels between all of the prophets and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now Imam Hussein is the only one of the 12 Imams of the school of Ahlul Bayt which is mentioned by name in a reference like Ziyarat Warith, السلام عليك يا وارث آدم صفوة الله السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي الله. This was Imam Hussein عليه السلام. So this teacher, this sheikh, he sought upon himself to draw the parallels between these prophets and Imam Hussein عليه السلام. So he compares the Imam to Adam, to Idris, Enoch, to Ibrahim, to Musa, to Isa, all of these prophets. One prophet which he compares to Imam Hussein is the prophet Ismail. Ismail, in Ziyarat Warith, in one version, we say, As-salamu alayka ya waritha Ismaila dhabihillah. Ismail is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Surah Al-Anbiya. And Surah Al-Anbiya mentions most of the prophets which we know of. Scholars say about 25, give or take a few, are mentioned by name out of the 124,000. Many of them are mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And remember in the book Ismail, Ismail was the one of the true promise, صادق الوعد. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And he was an apostle, a messenger, and a prophet. Who was the father of this Ismail? When we say Ismail, the first name we mention when we say the son of, who do we say he is the son of? The son of Ibrahim. But this is not Ismail, the son of Ibrahim. According to the hadith of the sixth Imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that this Ismail is Ismail ibn Hizqil, another prophet, Hizqil, in English known as Ezekiel. This was Ismail ibn Hizqil. And he was one of the prophets, among many, who heard of the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and he wept for him, along with Ismail the son of Ibrahim. Now why do they say this is Ismail son of Ezekiel, not Ismail son of Abraham? Because the verse refers to him as Rasul al-Nabiyya. Rasul is an apostle, a messenger. Ismail ibn Ibrahim passed away before his father. So there was no time for him to be a messenger, a carrier of the message. Because in every time there can only be one carrier of the message. There can be different representatives, but one carrier of the message, one who is at the forefront, one who leads the way. So during the time of Ibrahim, imagine you have Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq. All of them are prophets. But the one who is the carrier of the message is whom? Ibrahim. He's the forefather. Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, passed away before his father. So he never had the chance of being the messenger. He was a prophet, but not a messenger. This verse says Ismail was a messenger. So what does that mean? It's speaking of another Ismail. Ismail, the son of Ezekiel. This man was sent to his people. And like every other prophet, his people rejected him. And not only did they reject him, they tortured him. How did they torture him? They arrested him. And then they began to peel back the skin on his face and his head. The hadith of the sixth Imam says the following. The hadith of the sixth Imam says that at that moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to him saying, Ya Ismail, I can punish these people and I can chastise these people the way that they are torturing and tormenting you. Ismail at that time turns to Allah. He says, O Allah, you are one. You have sent the messengers to represent you. And you have sent Khatam al-Nabiyyin Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala.
Sallu ala Muhammad.
As the final messenger. And I know because you have told me of his grandson, which will be tortured and tormented and murdered in the most atrocious of ways. He says, I do not want you to chastise and punish these people now. I want to defer the punishments to the future. You have told me, O Allah, and this is in the hadith, you have told me that you will resurrect this Hussein, which will be tortured by his people and he will be killed in the most atrocious of ways. You will resurrect him. He says, I want to defer the punishment and the chastisement of these people until the day that you resurrect him. And the hadith says that he is among the people that will be resurrected with the imams of Ahlul Bayt at the end of time when their order is re-established in order to deliver vengeance, in order to deliver justice. And this is a concept which is well rooted in the Quran and the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The concept of raj'a, the return. The Quran is replete with verses which speak about the establishment of justice and order. Justice and order will be established. It's everywhere in the Quran. Then there are specific verses that says that God will choose people at the end of time, specific people in order to carry out the message of justice. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. That we wish to bestow upon the people who have been oppressed, we will allow them to inherit the earth. We will bring them back in order to serve justice. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. We have decreed in the Psalms that we gave to David, the scripture that we gave to David, to Dawood, that the earth shall be inherited by the good people. And when we inherit the good people, the righteous people, the earth, the next verse says that we will give them the ability to establish the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, to establish justice. So in the Ahlul Bayt school of thought, there's a well-grounded belief that there will be a time where people will be bought back, especially people who an injustice has been done towards, oppression has been committed towards, people who are oppressed, people who have experienced injustices, in order to seek their justice. And it will happen at the end of time. Now, Ismail, who is mentioned in this verse, says, I am going to wait until that time. Because I know that time is the most worthy of times to seek justice. They have committed an injustice against me. They have committed an oppression against me. But I don't want these people punished right now. I want these people punished during the time when there is a cause which is more worthy than my own cause. And what is that cause? That is the cause of the resurrection of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. He says that their cause is more just than my cause. It's more noble. It's more honorable. So if I am to seek justice, I will seek justice under their flag. I will seek justice under their banner. Because their cause is greater than my cause. Their dilemma is greater than my dilemma. Their tragedy is greater than my tragedy. And this is what the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam taught their companions. When one of the companions comes to the eighth Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salam, he tells him, Yabna Shabib. His companion's name was Ibn Shabib. He says, Yabna Shabib, in kunta bakiyan ala shay' fabki ala jaddi al-Husayn. فَإِنَّهُ ذُبِحَ كَمَا يُذْبَحُ الْكَبْشِ. He says, O Ibn Shabib, if you are to cry for anything, weep over anything, weep for my grandfather Hussein, for he was slaughtered in the same way a cattle was slaughtered. What is the Imam trying to tell him? He's telling him that you may have worries, and you may have woes, and you may have tragedies, but the tragedy of my grandfather is greater than your tragedy. So relate your tragedy to his tragedy. There may be oppression, there may be injustice, which exists in the world, but the message of Ahlul Bayt was that none of the oppression which we experience now, or we will experience in the future, or has been experienced in the past, is as great as the oppression and the injustice which took place on the day of Ashura. يَا بِنَ شَبِيبِ إِن كُنْتَ بَاكِيًا عَلَى شَيْءٍ فَبْكِ عَلَى جَدِّيَ الْحُسَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُ ذُبِحَ كَمَا يُذْبَحُ الْكَبْشِ. What the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam were trying to portray was that justice which will be carried out, that vengeance which will be taken, that is something which is more noble than our own causes. And that's why we always do dua, we always do supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to have the privilege of being among those who witness the justice, true justice of God being served at the hands of whom? at the hands of the righteous people which are mentioned in the Quran. Ibadiya Salihun, the righteous. And who is more righteous than the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? Who is more fitting to be characterized by this verse? The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be among those who are given the honor and the privilege to serve justice under the banner of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Oh Allah, grant us the intercession of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Oh Allah, allow us to expand our minds and our hearts to the message of Imam Hussein. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya' minhum wal amwat tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka qadi al hajat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali bayti at-tayyibin at-tahirin.